Good morning, everybody. It's time to begin. Welcome to our worship on the day of Christ the King, the last day of the church's year. That's all I have to say. So we begin our worship. We begin our worship with hymn number 103. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Amen.
Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." So let us turn away from sin and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbours in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Today, the feast of Christ the King. Eternal Father, whose Son Jesus Christ ascended to the throne of heaven, that he might rule over all things as Lord and King, keep the Church in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of peace, and bring the whole created order to worship at his feet, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people, it is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil days, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer, or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, may you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions of rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our next hymn is number 395. We're going to sing only three verses. Verses 1, 4 and 6. 1, 4 and 6.
The Father's love begotten, ere the world began to be, he is of the hand of America, he the source, the end in me, of the things that are, that have been, and that shall see evermore and evermore.
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by, watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine, and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the others rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the Gospel of the Lord. May the Lord now be in all our hearts and upon my lips, that every thought and word may be holy for the honour and glory of his name. The church's year starts on Advent Sunday, which is next week. So today is the last day in the church's year, called Christ the King. With that name for the day, it might seem strange that today's gospel reading is about the crucifixion of Jesus. But that's because it tells us what sort of king Jesus is. What's a king usually like? There's a new one in the UK now. On the 6th of May next year, King Charles will be crowned King of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth. He's king already, but putting the crown on his head in an ancient ceremony in Westminster Abbey will confirm it. He's just a few months younger than me, so he's no spring chicken. Compared with other modern monarchies in Europe, there's a unique aspect of the UK's coronation ceremony. It's what's called the unction, anointing him with holy oil. According to the UK Parliament's website, this signals the conferment of God's grace upon a ruler. In days gone by, the coronation and the unction gave legitimacy to sometimes dodgy claims to the throne. But now the heir to the throne becomes king or queen as soon as the previous one dies. In the Old Testament, it says that the people of Israel didn't have a king at all for a long time. Then they wanted to be like the nations that lived all around them and to have a king. The first king was Saul, then came David, then Solomon. These men were the sort of people that the Israelites recognized as having what you might call kingly properties. They were charismatic leaders and also military men who led their armies into battle. They were anointed in God's name by the prophet And people reckon they were special, picked out by God. There's an echo of that in the UK's coronation ceremony. Remember the story about how David was chosen as king instead of all his older brothers. These stories say that what makes a king is something almost indefinable. Some quality that some people have. I guess you all know that when a group of people meet together, there are natural leaders. It might be the Mothers' Union, a youth club, a jury, a clerk in a law court, a class in a school, any group. There's almost always someone that people reckon is the natural leader. In a nation, that person is sometimes called the king or the queen. Rather surprisingly, kings in the Old Testament are sometimes described as shepherds of their people. Shepherds were very lowly people. But even today we can understand the idea of guarding and protecting their sheep, which is what any good leader should do. Today most of the power that kings and queens used to have is usually in the hands of politicians. King Rishi, King Emmanuel, King Joe, and so on. They're leaders for the same sort of reasons as kings in antiquity were, because they're reckoned to be the ones that will fight for their country and look after their people. Kings long ago didn't always get it right either. Today's reading from Jeremiah is about how so many of Israel's kings had failed them, and about a great charismatic king to come. We would now say that he was writing about Jesus. So is Christ our king, that sort of leader? Yes and no. Today's gospel reading tells us the way that Jesus fought for us. He fought for us by doing what no earthly king would do. He fought for us by submitting to the political and religious leaders of his day and by letting them kill him. This is the great paradox. In God's kingdom, there is strength in weakness, power in submission. Even when death was close, there was a choice for him. He could have done what the criminal on one side of him said, save himself and them. But the one on the other side seemed to understand what sort of kingdom Jesus would come into. And he was the one who would soon be with Jesus in paradise. There's an old song from 1955, before my time, I hasten to add, called Love is a Many Splendid Thing. It starts like this. Love is a many splendid thing. It's the April rose that only grows in the early spring. Love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living. The golden crown that makes a man a king. Nowadays, it's not a crown that makes a man a king, but the golden crown that makes Jesus a king is love. God is love, and Jesus is the image of the invisible God, no less, as we heard in today's second reading. The beautiful words at the start of John's Gospel describe Jesus as the Word, or in Greek, the Logos. It's Greek philosophy. In this context, Jesus is the Logos. Jesus was with the Father from the beginning of creation. Was the active part of God in the creation of the world. Today's second reading starts with that idea, and as N.T. Wright puts it, sets to music who Jesus is. I think that's a nice phrase. It sets to music who Jesus is. He is the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. Sounds pretty king-like to me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please stand now for the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please sit now for the intercessions led by Stephen.
People who are not with us, people who are suffering, people who have passed away. Jeannie, her son, Sean and her family, Richard, or David. Does anyone you're thinking about, please feel free to mention their name aloud. Dear Jesus, you are indeed my King. You come to me with trials and consolation, to correct my faults and encourage me in goodness. Make me a tool of your will, that your kingdom may come. In your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
My eyes are a blessing, but without your love in my heart, I only see what I want to see, without insight. Fill my heart with your love, that I may make a difference in this world by seeing as you see. In your mercy. My ears are a blessing, but without your love in my heart, I only hear what I want to hear, without understanding. Fill my heart with your love, that I may make a difference in this world by hearing as you hear. In your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
My tongue is a blessing, but without your love in my heart, I speak as I find, impulsively, without compassion. Fill my heart with your love, that I may make a difference in this world by speaking as you speak. In your mercy. My hands are a blessing, but without your love in my heart, I reach out to touch clumsily, without gentleness. Fill my heart with your love, that I may make a difference in this world by touching as you touch. In your mercy. Dear Jesus, you are indeed my King. You know what is best, let everything be in accordance with your will. Give me what you will, as much as you will, and when you will. Do with me as you think good, as pleases you best, and is most to your glory. I am in your hand. Guide me according to your will, in insight, understanding, compassion, gentleness. Merciful Father, accept these prayers that for the sake of your dear Son,
our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To crown all things, there must be love, to bind all together and complete the whole. Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another the sign of peace.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Hymn number 67. Generous Lord, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, at your table we present this money, symbol of the work you have given us to do. Use it, use us, in the service of your world, to the glory of your name. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to set before you, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to set before you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become for us the cup of salvation.
Blessed be God forever.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for with the oil of gladness you have anointed Christ the Lord, your only Son, to be our great High Priest and King of all creation. As priest, he offered himself once for all upon the altar of the cross and redeemed the human race by this perfect sacrifice of peace. As king, he claims dominion over all your creatures that he may bring before your infinite majesty the kingdom of truth and life, the kingdom of holiness and grace, the kingdom of justice, love and peace. And so with angels and archangels and all the heavenly hosts, we proclaim your glory and join in their unending hymn of praise. Jesus Christ our Lord, and as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence, his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation. We proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes, and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us in your loving arms, and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever.
Amen.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread.
Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table. But you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Let us pray. Stir up, O Lord, the wills of your faithful people, that they, plenteously bringing forth the fruit of good works, may by you be plenteously rewarded. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Father of all, we give you thanks and praise, that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son, and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gates of glory. May we, who share Christ's body, live his risen life. We who drink his cup, bring life to others. We whom the Spirit loves, give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our final hymn is number 193. 193.
Thank you. First. So that's the statement.
We agree, so any questions, please? Or comments? Does it sound okay?
Yes.
Wow. Great. Thank you. Probably because you're all having coffee, aren't you? Coffee, I think, is going to be outside again, is it? That's normal, so it's best to go that way, rather than through the kitchen, because through the kitchen will be a bit congested. I don't think there are any more notices. Patricia's had to leave, unfortunately, she's not very well. So I can't ask her. And that's it, really. Would you like to stand for the blessing? Christ our King, make you faithful and strong to do his will, that you may reign with him in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.